This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some fireworks displays have been canceled for this holiday weekend. Castle Rock, Lakewood, Boulder, and other cities have made that move over concerns about wildfire. Some towns are finding alternatives to fireworks, as CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Vail and at least four other Colorado communities will put on drone light shows for the first time this Independence Day. Jeremy Gross is an event coordinator for the town. He says drone shows are a safer alternative that many people haven't seen before.
I love fireworks. I will have a place in my heart always for fireworks. But I think there will be other times of the year where we'll still be able to shoot fireworks in a much safer way.
Gypsum, Castle Pines, and Durango have also planned patriotic drone shows for the weekend. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A proposed ballot initiative this fall could let Colorado grocery stores sell wine, and supporters are gathering petition signatures. Chris Fine with the Colorado Licensed Beverage Association says the move would hurt independent liquor stores that he says are critical to the community.
About 65% of our members use English as a secondary language, and about 50% are women-owned. You know, we really are kind of talking about, you know, those populations who have kind of gone all in on this 3,000-square-foot store.
The delivery services DoorDash and Instacart are behind a ballot effort to legalize alcohol delivery by third parties in Colorado. CPR's Will Cornelius has more.
People who support allowing a third party to deliver alcohol in Colorado are gathering signatures for a ballot initiative. DoorDash and Instacart have both committed $400,000 to support the ballot initiative. Currently, liquor stores are allowed to offer their own delivery services, but cannot use third parties for delivery. A representative for DoorDash and Instacart says third-party alcohol delivery will give Coloradans more choice and convenience. 28 other states already allow third-party alcohol deliveries. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.